248-539-9797. All right, here are all the components of the Herschel Walker trade. All right, the Minnesota Vikings received Herschel Walker, who the year before had a season of 2,000 combined yards. They got a third-round pick that turned into Mike Jones, a fifth-round pick that turned into some guy named Reggie Thornton, a 10th-round pick that turned into Pat Newman, a third-round pick that turned into Jake Reed. I don't think it's, who was a wide receiver. The Cowboys received good player, linebacker Jesse Solomon, David Howard, Isaac Holt, Darren Nelson, who was traded to San Diego after he refused to report to Dallas, Alex Stewart, Minnesota's first pick in the 1990 draft. This pick was traded for another pick that went to Pittsburgh for Emmett Smith. A second-round pick that they chose, Alexander Wright. Minnesota's sixth-round pick, James Williams. A Minnesota's first-round pick in 91, conditional, Alvin Harper. Minnesota's second-round pick in 91, Dixon Edwards. Minnesota's second pick in 1992, Darren Woodson. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, and then there's more. There's another one who ended up to be was traded to somebody else, Kevin Turner and Brad Hopkins. So, yes, that was especially in bulk.
Yeah, I think they one right now that I think a lot of people are going to be holding their breath for. It looked horrific at the time, but now maybe it won't be as bad as the Luka Doncic trade that just happened with the Lakers and the Mavs, where it looked like the Mavs sent over, you know, just this great player and got back Anthony Davis, and he immediately got injured. But then Dallas somehow ended up with the number overall pick.
Right.
So we'll have to wait to see about that one. That's one where a little bit of head scratcher. But, Stoney, I'm going to say this. In 248-539-9797, if you have some of the worst trades, New Orleans Saints traded all their draft picks for one person, for Ricky Williams.
Yeah.
Mike Ditka, smoking the cigar, traded every pick of the draft for Ricky Williams. Ricky was okay, and then he quit football for a couple of years ago and smoked weed.
Yeah.
So
you're right. That was – and it was weird because that
the
same
Sports Illustrated cover.
That same draft, our now sister station in Philadelphia, sent a busload of people to New York for the draft. They wanted Ricky Williams, all the fans, and when they picked Donovan McNabb, they booed the hell out of that pick.
Yeah.
And that ended up being a pretty good pick.
I think you guys won that.
Yes. That ended up being a pretty good pick. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Let's go to Mike in Madison Heights. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing? You guys took my Ricky Williams one, but
oh, I'm sorry.
We can go just recent. The Russell Wilson trade to Denver.
Oh, yeah. That was awful.
Yeah.
Or we can go Deshaun Watson.
I was going to ask you. Which one do you think is worse?
I would say the Russell Wilson one, because I think Deshaun Watson was kind of covered up by a lot of play calling from Bill O'Brien, so he looked good. But Denver gave half the farm and some equity in Walmart to get Russell Wilson, and look how that happened.
Yeah, I guess I got to look at – I'm going to say Deshaun, because Cleveland gave up all his picks, and that kind of helped jumpstart the Texans. They were able to make moves with all the extra picks that they had, and they were able to go out and get a quarterback and get Will Anderson at the same time.
Both equally bad.
Yeah, so I'll give you – this is what they got. The first-round picks they got became Will Anderson. It became Kamari Lassiter, who is an All-Pro. It became Tank Dell. And it became Damian Pierce, the running back, who's been effective for them.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of pieces that actually works for the Texans.
Right. So, yeah, I would say – only thing missing now is – if the Texans somehow end up becoming like that team and winning multiple Super Bowls, it would rank right up there with that Herschel Walker deal. Except for, they got nothing from Deshaun Watson.
That was one of the worst trades ever, Deshaun Watson. How about this trade? It's, close to my heart. When the Philadelphia 76ers acquired Jeff Rulin and the other Cliff Robinson from the Washington Bullets for a number one draft choice, Terry Catledge, two number one draft choices. To get Cliff Robinson and Jeff Rulin, the Sixers gave up two number one draft choices, Terry Catledge, and some guy named Moses Malone. How do you make that trade? He was still an all-star.
I guess they figured he was on his last legs, and there is one.
And on the same day, they traded the rights, the number one draft pick, to the Cleveland Cavaliers for Roy Hinson, and the Cavaliers selected Brad Daugherty. Same day. Good franchise.
I think somebody was quitting that day. It just said, you know what?
The owner should have
quit. I hate everybody. Now, there is a big trade out there. I don't know because it's not saying what it is. So I'm going to hold off, Stone.
Okay.
I don't want to ruin somebody's. But I'm thinking one that if you're a Detroiter, you should be mentioning.
Let's go to Bill. You're on 97 on the ticket.
1987. When we got Doyle Alexander and we gave up Smoltz and somebody else.
With just Smoltz, I think.
Yeah, Bill, I was going to say that one, so I'm glad I didn't.
But you know what, Bill? I think I still would have done that trade. Here's why. I'll tell you exactly why. They made that trade to win the division and get into the playoffs. And what did Doyle Alexander... Hold on a second. What did Doyle Alexander do when he got to Detroit? He went 9-0 with a 1.53. Then he started off the next season. He was incredible. He made the All-Star game. Now, here's the thing with Smoltz.
Okay.
He was, look, great look. He's a Hall of Famer, okay? At the time, he wasn't even a top prospect. He was a middle-of-the-road guy. And here's the other question.
That was Leo Mazzoni right there.
There you go. That was on point. If John Smoltz was here under Billy Muffet, he has still been as good as he was under Leo Mazzoni. I'm so glad you brought that up.
I'm here for you, Stone.
Wait. I got another question.
Yeah.
1988. We finished one game behind Boston.
Got Fred Lynn at the trading deadline.
I still think, though, we should have kept it. I mean, we should have kept it. We got burned by Minnesota. They caught us.
Well, in 87 they beat the Tigers in the playoffs. Yeah. Wait, was 1987 get that music?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Wow.
Almost 4 years ago.
He brought it up.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
By the way, speaking of
I feel old.
Speaking of dates.
Graduated high school.
Do you know what happened on on this day 4 years ago?
I don't.
David's work paid off because the Detroit Pistons, because it was later that year because of something.
Oh.
COVID, I know it might have been because of COVID, selected Cade Cunningham July 29th.
Oh, it got moved back into the calendar. Yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
2021.
David got all them church donations.
Yeah.
He never still made it.
Mm-hmm.
Still wondering what happened.
Jerry in Pontiac, what's going on? Jerry.
Hello, Mike.
Hi, Jerry.
Mike, it's JC from Traverse City, your buddy on the radio.
Oh, how are you?
I'm good. Headed to the Pixies tonight.
Oh, so cool. Have fun.
Listen to you guys. Yeah. Anyways, that abominable trade to bring Bob McAdoo to Detroit for Chris Ford, ML Carr, and two first-round draft picks that were Kevin McHale and I think Larry Bird, maybe?
No, Larry Bird had nothing to do with that, but yeah.
No, I know, but McHale definitely.
Yeah, that was not a very good trade made by Mr. Vitale.
No. And I know you didn't want to go that deep, but the Bush are going to the Knicks for Howard Komai.
There we go. That music, yeah. When you go in the trades from the early the 60s, yeah, the music can be from that one. That was a horrible trade, though. There's no doubt about it, but yes. 248-539-97.
When Babe was traded from the...
I said I didn't want to go back there. I mentioned the Babe.
See, I was waiting on Kenny to talk about the Gretzky trade.
Well, yeah, I mean, one of the best players to ever play, the best player to ever play the game. Yeah, awful. Mm-hmm. Awful.
Yeah, but what does the center actually do?
Ethan in Fenton, what's going on?
So I got the Chicago Bears and Panthers trade when the Bears traded the number one overall pick that turned out to be Bryce Young. I think it could be one of the worst trades if Caleb Williams kind of pans out to what he's supposed to be. But, I mean, they got DJ Moore with that and Darnell Wright and some other picks as well with that. I think that just ended in this draft.
That was a horrible trade, no doubt. You know, thanks for the call. You know, it ended up being a horrible trade was when the Lions traded a first-round draft choice to New Orleans for Pat Swilling, and that pick was Willie Rofe.
Willie Rofe, Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer. But he plays on the offensive line, so he's not that important.
No, center.
Yes, that's true. All right, 248-539-9797.